Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The FT.
Who are the hottest properties in finance right now? Computer scientists, says Robin Wicklesworth. He reports from New York that computing power is reshaping investment, and the next frontier in the industry's technological battle is artificial intelligence. Robin said so-called machine learning algorithms can search for new patterns and adjust trading models and strategies. So should Warren Buffett be worried?
Nearly three decades ago, Warren Buffett penned an annual letter to his adoring investors, mocking an insidious new trend beginning to make its mark in the money management industry, the computer. In his 1987 annual letter, he scoffed. In my opinion, investment success will not be produced by arcane formulas, computer programs, or signals flashed by the price behavior of stocks and markets. But the chairman of Berkshire Hathaway, famous for his long-term strategic thinking, may have shortchanged one of the great forces reshaping investment. Gargantuan strides in computing power have revolutionized virtually every facet of modern life, and financial markets are no exception. The most successful hedge funds on the planet are now scooping up computer scientists, not economists or investment bankers with MBAs. Even state mutual funds stuffed with the savings of baby boomers and petrostates now eagerly harness quantitative techniques enabled by modern computing and complex mathematical models. The next, and possibly final, frontier of this technological arms race in finance is artificial intelligence. Advances in artificial intelligence research have triggered immense interest in the industry. Some reckon a thinking, learning, and trading computer will make even today's super-fast, ultra-complex investment algorithms look archaic, and possibly render human fund managers redundant. Whilst no machine has come close to matching Berkshire Hathaway's record, the question remains, could the next generation's Buffett be a super-algo? Some of the world's biggest money managers are betting on it. AI investing may sound fantastical, but as sci-fi writer William Gibson said, the future is already here, it's just not evenly distributed. Bridgewater, the world's biggest hedge fund group, poached the head of IBM's artificial intelligence unit, Watson, in 2012. And last year, BlackRock and Two Sigma, another rapidly growing quant hedge fund, hired two former top Google engineers. Headhunters say computer scientists are now the hottest property in finance. The quantitative investment world plays down the prospect of machines supplanting human fund managers, pointing out that the prospect of full artificial intelligence is still distant. They argue that human ingenuity still plays a vital role, but the confident swagger of the money management nerds is unmistakable. Already there are quasi-AI trading strategies working their magic in financial markets, and the future belongs to them, they predict. David Siegel, co-head of Two Sigma, one of the leading computer-powered hedge funds, said at a conference last year, "The challenge facing the investment world is that the human mind has not become any better than it was 100 years ago, and it's very hard for someone using traditional methods to juggle all the information of the global economy in their head. Eventually, the time will come that no human investment manager will be able to beat the computer. Or, as Agent Smith put it more succinctly in The Matrix, never send a human to do a machine's job." Yin Luo first learnt to code when he was 11, after his father brought back to China a used Apple II computer from a business trip to West Germany in 1985. But there were no games to buy in Yushun, his hometown, so he taught himself to program and made a primitive version of tanks, where the player shoots down randomly generated aeroplanes. It was arduous work. The computer's lack of memory meant it crashed whenever the program coding grew too complex. He had no floppy disks, so he had to learn how to store the data on cassette tapes. Mr. Luo recalls, "I just really wanted something to play with." But the experience paid off. Today, he's part of a growing tribe of brainiacs on Wall Street exploring the bleeding edge of computer science. Mr. Liu is the chief quant at Deutsche Bank, where his team has developed an AI algorithm that autonomously scours the financial system for investment opportunities, scraping unfathomably large data sets to unearth profitable patterns to profit clients. A network of 20 Linux servers is required to run the hyper-intelligent laser model, which is based on a so-called machine learning algorithm called AdaBoost. Machine learning is a branch of AI. Itself a diffuse term that is often misused or misunderstood. While many people understand AI to mean sentient computers, like the arch-villain Skynet in the Terminator films, or HAL 9000 in 2001, A Space Odyssey, in practice, everyday tools like Google's language translation service, Netflix's film recommendation engine, or Apple's Siri assistant deploy rudimentary forms of AI. Quants have long harnessed increasingly powerful computers to crunch numbers and to find statistical signals of lucrative opportunities, but machine learning goes a step further. In essence, a machine learning algo is a dynamic creature that scans through large datasets such as stock prices, weather patterns, earning calls, Facebook posts, or even Google searches, sniffing out predictive signals in the noise. Matthew Dixon, assistant professor of finance at the Illinois Institute of Technology, calls machine learning an optimization machine that minimizes chaos. It can learn the difference between bananas and apples and sort them out, or even teach a computer how to play and master a game like Super Mario from scratch. Machine learning can also be unleashed on unstructured data, such as jumbled numbers, but also images and videos that are usually difficult for a computer to understand. The technique is not new, but more powerful computers mean that it can now be applied to financial markets. Mr. Luo says, it's a very promising area. Artificial intelligence can help you find patterns a human would never see. That can give you a huge edge. But that is not the only advantage of machine learning. When markets undergo what industry participants call a regime change, one of the classic challenges for quants is that their models can often prove useless, or worse. Algorithmic trading strategies that print money one day can blow up the next. The machine learning algorithm will autonomously evolve and search for new patterns, adjusting to what works in markets that day, that week, or even that year. That means asset managers can use them as a tool to enhance their investment process, perhaps by screening for patterns undetected by humans, or even to develop strategies and trade by itself. For Nick Granger, a fund manager at Man AHL, a quant hedge fund, this is the crucial edge. He says, you see it creating intuitive trading strategies from the bottom up, switching styles according to what works. We have been successfully using machine learning for the past few years and are interested in investing in it more. Nonetheless, machine learning has pitfalls. One of the biggest challenges for quants in general is a phenomenon called overfitting, when an overly complex or badly coded algorithm finds specious correlations or false signals in the noise of data. For example, a blog called Spurious Correlations notes that margarine consumption is closely linked to divorce rates in Maine, and that Nick Cage films are correlated to swimming pool drownings.
Even if a model works well in testing, it can collapse when confronted by real markets. Moreover, new data can itself be affected by the trading algorithm, according to Osman Ali, a quant at Goldman Sachs' asset management arm. He says, if you crunch weather data, you're not affecting the weather. But if you trade markets, you are affecting them.
Nor can even the most advanced AI trading algos think as creatively as a human, especially in a crisis. Brad Betts, a former NASA computer scientist, now working at BlackRock, highlights the emergency plane landing on the Hudson River by Captain Chesley Sullenberger in 2009 as an example of when man trumps machine. No computer would have thought of that. Indeed, some quants remain skeptical that machine learning, or AI more broadly, is a holy grail for investment. Many see it merely as a new, advanced gizmo to supplement their existing toolkit, whilst others argue it is largely a case of clever marketing rather than something genuinely revolutionary. David Harding, the head of Winton Capital, one of the biggest and most sophisticated quant hedge funds, says, people are always desperate to find new ways to make money in financial markets, but they don't always work. Words are cheap, buzzwords are worth nothing. He points out that the human brain is uniquely adept at pattern recognition, whether it is a face, a triangle, or love. He says, investment management is perfectly amenable to be addressed by computer design to spot patterns, but I'm not going to rush to use the latest hot algo to do so. So will human fund managers go the way of the dodo? Perhaps not quite, but the future looks more challenging. Two Sigma's David Siegel points out that managing money has become harder as markets and economies have become much more complex. He argues, 50 years ago, a human fund manager could possibly know all there was to be needed to know to invest well. That isn't likely anymore. Rather than a danger, he sees this as a clear boon, saying, one day, the global economy could become too complicated to control. There's no guarantee it will run smoothly. But algorithms could help us understand it better. People talk about how robots will destroy the world, but I think robots will save it. The direction of travel is clear. Investing is about information management, rational analysis, and speed. Those all play to a machine's strengths. But human asset managers will adapt rather than disappear. Most likely, the future of investment management will involve a synthesis of human and artificial intelligence that harnesses the unique power of both. For example, whilst a supercomputer can now beat a chess grandmaster, both a supercomputer and a chess grandmaster can lose to a very good human player with the help of a standard laptop and a clever chess simulation program. Similar combinations are the future of money management, argues Robert Frey, a former managing director at Renaissance Technologies, one of the most successful hedge funds of all time, who also now teaches quantitative finance at Stony Brooks. He says, we should let the human brain do what it is good at and let computers do what they are good at. Marrying the two is a powerful thing.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of The Next Five podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next Five wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.